It's Thursday, October 13th. Hello, everyone. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville, and here's your sports. Nelson Cruz has a flair for the dramatic at home or on the road. Cruz, who hit that 11th inning walk-off grand slam to beat Detroit Sunday in Game 2 of the American League Championship Series, well, he slugged a three-run homer last night, and yep, again, it was in the 11th inning.
There's a swing and a high drive by Cruz, way out to left center field, and that ball is history! It's a three-run homer for Nelly Cruz. He has busted it open again. I don't believe it. It's 7-3. The same score by which the Rangers won Game 2 of this series on Cruz's grand slam.
I do not believe that a human being could hit a ball out part of the ballpark on a night like this.
7-3 was the final, and the Rangers are a win away from going to their second straight World Series. The game was delayed about 2.5 hours by rain and then went to extra as Mike Napoli broke a 3-3 tie in the 11th inning with an RBI single. But Cruz again the hero. Here's his manager, Ron Washington.
For you guys that haven't seen Nelson every day, he's capable of doing exactly what he's doing. And I'm just happy that we as the Texas Rangers is reaping the benefit of it. He's a complete player, and he takes pride in every part of the game. Tonight, thank you, Nelson Cruz.
Rangers are up 3-1. Game 5 is today at 3:19. The Rangers' C.J. Wilson going against Detroit's Justin Verlander. Well, when the Baylor Bears come to town Saturday, the Aggies could count on another up-tempo offense, led this time by Robert Griffin III. Last week, A&M beat Tech despite the Raider offense running 105 plays. To defend that and win, you got to have good quality backups on defense. Defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter of A&M does like his supporting cast.
We may not talk about them, but every week they have got to play for us. And I think we've got three good guys in our starters, and Tony and Eddie Brown and Spencer Neely had a pretty good game last week stepping in for Jonathan Mathis. But in a game like this where it's going to be up-tempo, there might be 90, 100, 110 plays again, you got to have depth. And our backups have got to really step up and play for us. We just can't go 100-some reps with 300-pound guys.
Aggies and the Baylor Bears kick off a little after 11 o'clock Saturday at Kyle Field, and you'll be able to hear the game, of course, right here on 1620, starting off with the Fan Zone show at 8 o'clock. For the second consecutive volleyball match, A&M came back from almost sure defeat to win in 5 sets. This time, the Aggies, who once again dropped the opening 2 sets, fought off 3 match points in the 4th and beat Oklahoma in 5 at Reed Arena. A&M junior middle blocker Lindsey Miller had a career high and team season high 23 kills and hit 455. The Aggies stayed undefeated at home at 7-0. The Big 12 coaches voted on the women's basketball finish, and once again, they think Baylor is the best, despite A&M being the defending national champs. But with returner Brittany Griner, Baylor got 9 of 10 first-place votes among coaches who could not vote for their own team. A&M was second, followed by Texas, Oklahoma, Iowa State, and Texas Tech. And the NBA and its locked-out players are going to use the same federal mediator, George Cohen, who tried to resolve the NFL labor dispute months before it eventually ended. Cohen says he already has been in contact with representatives of both sides for a number of months and will officially start his meetings with both sides Tuesday in New York. The first 2 weeks of the regular season have already been canceled. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com.